Now, today is World Dream Day and Reach for a Dream. I mean, we know that they're the world famous charity that makes the dreams of terminally ill children come true. And one such child is Zach Ernston. And Zach's 11 years old, was diagnosed with lymphoblastic leukemia, and it's a type of cancer of the blood and bone marrow that affects the white blood cells. And Zach had his dream fulfilled by the foundation, and is joined. We are joined by his mom today. So, Cindy Ernston, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, Tino. Thank you.
So just let's talk a little bit about your little prince, Zach, 11 years old. Just tell us about the journey that you've been through with him.
Okay, it's actually been quite a long journey. So Zach was, like you said, he was diagnosed in 2018, and he was 9 years old at the time. It was actually not something, there was no side effects or symptoms or anything like that. Until he came home one day from school and was he had some breathing problems. And it turned out to be a mass growing on his chest, which is obviously causing all the problems. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we just took it one day at a time and then ended up going for a biopsy, which basically led us then to a bone marrow biopsy as well, and that's when we got the results.
Oh, my word. Well, what was his, you know, at 11 years old, to be able to deal with this type of news, what can you tell us about, you know, his character?
Zach is, he's a typical 11-year-old boy. He's very active, very busy. He loves video games, just like most boys. And he also likes to build Lego. He's a Lego fanatic. So just on average, I mean, he's just a busy boy. And I think when this happened, it really affected him in the sense of not being able to do the things that he used to do.
Yes.
Simple things like going to the park, you know, for a normal kid, going to kick a ball in the park. We used to stand at the hospital window and just look out. And he often used to say to me, "Mommy, I wish I could just go have a picnic. And play in the park," you know, simple things that you take for granted.
Yes.
That normal kids just do, that he couldn't do for almost a year. He couldn't even meet up with his school friends. So he was literally at home and in hospital. He couldn't have contact with anyone else other than his family that he lived with.
Yeah. And it's just... So, and obviously, I mean, as a mom, you're there for your child. It takes its toll on you. But, you know, that's what we do as parents. We are there for them to help them through these really, really tough times. So not easy for you either. Now, he had a dream which was recently realized. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I don't know if Zach wants to talk about it. Would you like to?
Yes. Let us talk to Zach if he's available. I'd love to.
Hello.
Hi, Zach. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and you?
Very, very good, Zach. Zach, my name's Kino. You can call me Kino. And I just wanted to find out more about the dream that you had. You had a dream which was realized recently. Tell us about the dream.
My dream was to go see my family in Durban.
Say again, sorry? Your dream was?
My dream was to go see my family in Durban.
Oh, to go and see your family in Durban. And Reach for a Dream helped you with that. Hey, so what was it like? Tell me about it. Did you see them?
Yes, I saw all my family, and I really had a good time and enjoyed myself.
Ah, and they spoiled you, hey?
Yes, and it felt like so long in hospital, and then I got to Durban and stuff, and I saw my family. I just felt so happy and excited.
Oh, that's wonderful, man. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I know you probably give your mother a hug all the time, eh? Because she's always there for you.
Yes.
That's good, my man. That's very, very good. It's so good to talk to you. And you sound like you are an amazing young man. And we're just very happy that you got to see your family in Durban.
Thank you.
Okay, let me chat to your mom quickly. Awesome. Oh, that is so cool. Cindy?
Yes, you know.
My shame, man. So you got to see the family. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was actually, it started off as wanting to see his family, and then he also, he's never been on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted that experience as well, to be able to just experience the journey traveling on a plane. So that was his first experience. And they basically flew up the whole family. So it's my husband and myself and his sister.
Yeah.
And, and they basically put us up for a couple of days, sent us to a shelter. It was really amazing. I mean, he was thrilled about this. And he said to me afterwards, you know, Mom, it's like I went through all the pain and suffering, and now I'm reaping the rewards and the blessings, which is so amazing because, you know, just to see this, about 9-year-old child at the time, just grow into this brave little young boy. I mean, he inspired so many people.
Oh, man.
I'm really proud of him. And that dream just gave him so much hope because I think when I first came to see him, he was in hospital at the time and he was really at his lowest.
Yeah.
That was at the point he wanted to give up. I was like the mommy cheerleader saying, Zach, come on, we've got to fight this. We're going to fight this together. And he said to me, oh, can you just stop? I'm not doing this anymore. And that just broke my heart. Enough, you know, and they were just like the angels that came into that room that day. And when Heidi asked him, what is his dream? He said, I just want to go outside.
This is why I love the work that Reach for a Dream does. And we know that the Relate, they are 100% non-for-profit or not-for-profit organization. They've been assisting tremendously to raise money for Reach for a Dream as well, Cindy. So I want to thank you for taking the time. Our thoughts are with you and the family. And if you listening to this particular discussion would like to make a difference, if you would like to make a young child's dream come true, then the best place to go to help contribute is Relate, as in R-E-L-A-T-E, relate.org.za. And they've got a couple of causes that they support. All you do is you go onto the website, you click on our causes, and the first one you'll see is Reach for a Dream. And you too can be part of that. I mean, you spend money, you buy a Relate bracelet. It's very beautiful. And it certainly serves as a reminder of the contribution that you've made.